Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Ah, live radio is gas, isn't it? Anyway, my next guest is a BAFTA and IFTA winning Irish director who's worked all over the world on major film and TV projects, from the BBC's Happy Valley to Hulu's We Were the Lucky Ones, as well as her debut feature, Sea Fever. She has brought us some of the most thrilling moments on screen and is about to bring us some more with Untamed, which is now streaming on Netflix. And she's here to tell us about this new murder mystery, the brilliantly talented NASA Hardiman. Hi, NASA.
Oh, shucks, that's a very nice introduction.
Thank you so much. Please don't swear.
Goodness me.
You are live to the nation. I know you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Brendan?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. So I actually got stuck in last night. I watched two episodes.
Oh, great.
No spoilers, please.
Delighted to hear it.
Oh, it's stunning, isn't it?
Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, my goodness. It's just...
What a place.
Like, where is it shot?
Now, it was shot just outside Vancouver. There's 550,000 square kilometres of untouched rainforest in British Columbia.
Wow.
And we were filming in the most remote places. There was one place where we filmed, when you get to the end, you'll see a beautiful waterfall. And we had to get in on horseback.
It's in the promo, the waterfall. It features in the promo, doesn't it? Yeah.
You couldn't get at it.
How did you get the equipment in?
Or horseback. Uh-huh. It was unbelievable. I saw a grizzly bear.
Did
I saw a cougar.
In the wild.
I mean, it was wild. It was stunningly beautiful. Now, I've never been in.
Congratulations. It's number one on Netflix. And you got to direct the two nail-biting episodes of the show, which...
I know, right? There were three of us directing it and I was like, yes, this is the bit I want.
So tell people the premise of the show.
So basically, it's a six-part suspense thriller. I really like those nice, short series where it's like a big feature film. The story has a proper beginning and middle and end. And there's no sort of, you know, commercial thing of, we're just going to tell you the middle of the story to see if we can make more money making a second series. There's none of that.
Right.
It's like, it's 6 1-hours and it's a complete nail-biting roller coaster ride set against the backdrop of this incredible North American wilderness. And it's actually set in Yosemite, although we filmed it outside Vancouver. And Yosemite itself is huge. It's bigger than the County Limerick. It has the same kind of thing, this like wild landscape. And so the story follows an FBI agent, because every one of those big national parks has an FBI agent assigned just in case something happens and, you know, whatever's going on.
Does it?
Yeah, I didn't know that, but it's a thing, apparently.
So it's kind of, it's loosely true, isn't it?
Well, the structure of the story, the actual story itself is fiction, but the people who police the park and that kind of thing, that's all true. And there's loads of parts of Yosemite that no human has ever really been to, because it's just wild and, you know, very protected, or used to be up until very recently, very well protected. And then the story is, it's a mystery story, but it's also the story of this man, Kyle Turner, he's an outdoors man and he's very strong and he's kind of able for everything, but he's struck by this very deep grief and he kind of has no language for what he's feeling. And so the deeper story that's there is whether we can learn to live with the kind of powerlessness that we have over the terrible tragedies that will strike us all over the course of our lives. And we have to, of course, learn to live with those things or we die of them. So that's kind of what the story is.
So he's dealing with his own personal issues while he's investigating a brutal death that they're trying to figure out if it was accident or not. Yeah. I got.
And there's a kind of spirituality or a sort of mysticism in the story. He himself is very connected to nature, and his best mate is a member of the Miwok band, who's the spirituality of that particular community of Native Americans is also very connected to land and very connected to the wildlife there.
So, as you said, Kyle is played by Eric Bana, and he's executive producing the show as well.
That's right. It's a real labour of love for Eric, which is glorious for me as a director to have somebody there who's as committed as I am to telling the best possible story that we can. And Eric himself is, you know, he's a fantastic collaborator. He's just a lovely, lovely guy. And he's able to depict this character with real sensitivity and strength. You know, what it would be like to be struggling on after a tragedy, and to give the story the kind of the hope and the redemption that it needs to, you know,
yeah,
to end
wonderful.
Not too pat an ending, but something that gives us hope and a sense of renewed life.
I love the depth of this and the opportunity in it. I love it. Yeah, Sam Neill's in it as well. Right. Loving Sam Neill.
Oh, lovely.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, ever since he played Mr. Gentleman here in Ireland. That's a long time
ago.
My
favourite one is, remember he was in Dead Calm with Nicole Kidman?
That's right. Wasn't
I love
he?
That
right.
film. That was a brilliant film.
Yeah, that is a super film. And of course, who of us could forget Jurassic Park?
Yeah, of course.
Or his flawless accent in Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yes, very good. He was great. How is he? What's he like? Is he nice?
Fermanagh. He's an absolutely lovely guy, and he's been around the world and back, and he's met everybody twice, and he's, you know, had drinks with everybody you've ever heard of and their mother. He is a great man to tell a story, and he's got a really good sense of humour. He's just a delight and a good horseman, which is just as well because he had to ride the horse to the location.
Oh, that's a big thing actors have to do, isn't it? Know how to ride.
I know, right?
And can you ride? You obviously can ride a horse because you have to ride it into the valley.
I can ride a horse very, very badly. Nothing
badly.
Like as well as Eric can ride a horse. Eric fell in love with his horse. He was actually looking to try and bring his horse home to Australia. That's how much he loved that horse. And then, of course, he discovered how much it would cost. It was like, oh, okay, maybe not.
You know, I love all creatures, but I'm terrified of horses. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, they can take a guinea.
They can take a, and I think they can sense my fear and my campness.
That's probably what
they
it is. They can smell
do camp.
The fear.
They don't do camp either. Listen,
they're quite outdoorsy, let's be honest.
Listen, Asa, you, of course, started your career in RTE.
I did indeed. I started my career in RTE, not unlike yourself,
yep.
My old stomping ground out in Donnybrook. And RTE was, I have to say, absolutely lovely to me. They hired me straight out of college, gave me an opportunity to prove myself. It was brilliant. I worked there as a designer. I designed the logo, the RTE logo, that you're looking at right now. I put a father on the E. There was no father on it before that.
Now, that is a claim to fame. That should be a T-shirt. Orty on the front. I put the father on the E.
I put the father on the E, yeah. Do you think I'd get my own daytime show out of
I
that?
I think we can get Sexy Tag to write a song for you. That's brilliant.
And then I was a producer-director. I did Prime Time. I did the Eurovision Song Contest.
Don't skim over that. What Eurovision did you do?
I did. Do you know what? I translated for the German delegation for the big one, the Riverdance one, which was electrifying.
Wow.
And then I did the one the following year that was produced by the lovely Noel Curran.
Wow.
Where, it was really, really good fun. As I'm sure you remember, Brendan, it was just amazing fun. And everybody, you know, it was a lot of work, obviously, because we're a small country to put on such a big event, but it was tremendously good fun.
So give us a quick history and time. Then you made the leap to UK and you worked at the BBC?
I did, yeah. I always stayed in Ireland. I have always lived in Ireland. My husband's in Ireland. My brothers and sisters are in Ireland. My kids are in Ireland. Because
Why
would you not?
Why would you not?
We not live in one of the loveliest places in
we
the
do.
World?
Yeah.
And the quality of life here is amazing. But in order to kind of get the kind of work that I wanted at the time, it was necessary to travel. So I would go over to London on a Monday and come back on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And I did that for a couple of years, actually, working with the BBC. And I made Happy Valley out of that, which was
people
brilliant.
Loved, yeah. You won a BAFTA for that?
I did. And you know what? I was filming nights in Hawaii, which sounds really glamorous, but actually it just means I was up all night sweating in the jungle in Hawaii, trying not to get bitten by massive centipedes. And I flopped into bed at 7 o'clock in the morning. And about an hour later, I kind of swam back up to the surface because my phone was ringing. And it was my husband, Ray, from London going, "You won! You won!"
Wow.
I was like, what?
Wow. Amazing. That's amazing.
But it was lovely. It was really nice.
That was your second BAFTA, just to not skip over your award. There, you won.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah.
Yes,
what did you win the first one for?
The first one I won for a children's TV show called Tracy Beaker Returns, which was a short series where each episode was kind of about one child in a children's home, and it was very light. It was aimed at kids, but what we wanted to do was to be respectful of children because, you know, I was once a child. The rumour has it you were once a child, Brendan. And like we all know what it's like in the playground.
Yeah.
You know, kids can be brutal.
Yeah.
And kids can go through brutal things.
Go on, sorry, finish that.
So we wanted to tell stories that kind of acknowledge that children go through really difficult things, but tell the stories in a way that children will be able to absorb and able to respond to, that it wouldn't feel bleak or too dark, and we'd give them hope and life and spirit.
Gorgeous. I have two more questions very quickly, but a very trivial question. Where do you keep your awards? I always fantasize people keep it in the downstairs loo under the stairs.
Oh, I wish. No, my toilet's not big enough for that, and I've only got one, so no.
Yeah.
But I have this tiny, tiny room at home where I work, which barely fits a desk and a computer in it, right? So I have all my awards kind of to one side in that room, so that when I'm sitting at my computer going, this is terrible, I don't know what I'm doing here, I can look over and go, look, there was one time that people thought what you were doing was okay. So just get back to it.
Stop it now. Okay, very good. How did you make the leap to the big US dramas?
Do you know, it was the advice that I always... So I have two things to say to anybody listening.
Yeah.
First of all, Irish people are natural storytellers. We know how to do it. It's really important here that you're able to tell a good story. So we have a head start already. So if you're interested in storytelling, and if you're interested in image making, and if you're interested in music, and you're interested in technological innovation and all those things, and you're kind of thinking, oh, I don't know what to do, consider writing and directing for the screen. It's incredibly exciting. And we have a brilliant industry here in Ireland, and it's growing all the time. And there's directors who are travelling all over the world, who are based here, Aoife McArdle, Dervla Walsh, Brian Kirk, Lenny Abrahamson, Nora Toomey, the animator, John Crowley. I mean, there's just loads of them. And then all the actors that have succeeded internationally, you don't need me to name all of them. And some of them are not the Gleasons. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, Nasa Hardy, man, always a pleasure. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Lovely to talk to you. Take care.
Untamed is streaming on Netflix now. I started watching it last night. I'm already stuck. It's absolutely brilliant. Do watch it now. We'll be heading to the bar, the ballet bar, that is, after this.